Margaret Gray, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, so I guess I'm a voice.
Margaret, why don't you give that a rest?
Margaret, you're always... You got a problem with that?
I do have a problem with that. Oh, hi, I'm doing voices. Now here's Margaret.
On the Tuesday.
Right, she's a voice I'm doing, folks.
Thank you very much. So now I'm nothing more than just some... What does that make me?
Yeah, well, you'll have to live with it.
Oh, well, get a load of Mr... What are you, the philosopher all of a sudden?
Look, Margaret, he's just saying it so that we...
Hi, I'm Margaret Gray, and I don't exist. Fuck it.
Hey, watch the language, too, Margaret.
Oh, my God. You use the F all the time, Phil.
Yeah, well, I'm the arbiter of that now. Just watch the language, please.
Technically, Phil, you said it.
Yes, Henry, you said it.
All right, anyway, the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like this going up on a Tuesday. I got your girl in the cut and she choosy. A goat.
What does that mean, anyway?
It's about the VIP lounge. It's really...
Anyway, that's I Love McCannon. McConnon. I know I'm going to get it. Now I'm going to get a message from Allie on Facebook.
What's your second story?
She's always telling me when I'm butchering up names, mispronouncing things, because I'm a dumbass and I'm lame and I'm, you know...
You're a little old for that music. What do you say, Phil?
I may be a little old for that music, but like I said before, and I'll say it again, the reason why I listen to it is so that I'm not completely... You know,
don't want to be disconnected from the reality of it.
Well, what does it mean, disconnected from that? Frank and I don't listen to this, and we feel very vital. I think Frank and I are extremely vital.
All right, Margaret, you're vital. We're talking about music.
Excuse me, I'm not done yet. I think Frank and I are very vital. We have cocktails on Friday evenings. We talk with some of the most creative and innovative people in all of Los Angeles. We're very connected, and we're very vital, is the only thing I can say, so...
How did this get to be about you?
Yeah, it was good. That's very interesting.
Because I made it about me. How's that? Oh...
Jesus. Talk about taking control of the conversation.
Well, someone has to.
Well, I listen to that music, to answer your question, whoever asked it.
I forget.
I think it was you, bud.
No, you did.
Never mind. To answer the question... You got to stay connected to what's happening in the world around you, especially if you're doing what I do for a living. And
now, Phil, you've said that before, but what has that got to do with you listening to the, some of these? This stuff's crazy. I'm telling you,
it has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with it. If I don't, the way I got it figured, I'm sitting around on my ass most of the time anyway. So the best way for me to have kind of a fast lane into what. The culture may be thinking on the furthest edges of it, I might as well listen to hip-hop and metal. So that's what I do. Thank you very much.
Favorite metal band, son?
Yeah, what's the favorite metal band?
I told you, I like Hell Yeah.
What is the name of it?
It's called, what is it called?
Hell Yeah.
Hell Yeah.
I like them, I like Motionless in White.
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, never heard of them.
Well, then don't ask me these,
What about hip-hop?
Kendrick Lamar's,
Well, everyone knows Kendrick Lamar ever since he made his presence known there on the Grammys. And you, of course, talking about... Wow.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you talk about him being a midget.
You did, Mr. Henry. You sort of pointed up to the midget,
Well, is he a midget?
No, he's not a midget. He's a short guy.
Well, what is technically a midget?
Let's talk about something else, please, because that word is highly offensive. Highly offensive. You might as well be saying the N-word.
What are you talking about?
You didn't know that?
Didn't know what?
Saying midget, is almost like saying the N-word to black people.
What? I never heard anything about that.
Yeah, I read something about it.
In what?
Well, I mean, I read it, I think, isn't there like a midget weekly?
What do you mean, midget weekly? Will you shut up?
Well, I thought I did.
Well, if it's offensive, then the magazine wouldn't be called that, would it?
Well... They got the National Association of Colored People. Oh,
yeah, man, but that's not like the N-word.
Anyway, you're right, Margaret.
Yes, it is offensive, and what is preferred is little people.
All right, I apologize for that. But
what about that jackass that dug back to Wes Hurlford?
Wes Hurlford's an idiot, okay? So today on the show, Margaret, you were doing some Snapchatting, weren't you?
I was, and it was quite interesting. I interviewed on Snapchat. And for those of you that have missed some of those interviews, we still have the interview, I believe, available with Jim Sadler. That is on there now.
You talked to Dr. Sadler?
Yes, I did.
When was that?
This afternoon. All right.
What about the what's the guy?
Coach Dozier?
Yeah.
No, that evaporates. That goes off. However, it's available on the website.
Yeah, well, just to let you guys know that the Snapchat conversations that are ordinarily go away, because that's the whole thing about Snapchat, it's there and then it's gone, they do allow you to download them. So we download those and we put them on our website. For those of you that are BSPs, just go over to the section that says Extras. That's where we have home movies. That's where we have the Bobby Dooley podcast. That's where we have a lot of different things. And you will see the Snapchat videos. And I think those have been placed there, right, Margaret?
Well, as far as I... Yes. The Steve Bozell is there. And I think maybe the Dr. Sadler. I'm not sure. Not Steve Bozell. Vernon Dozier.
Well, so... Now, didn't you have Bozell in it?
Yeah, Steve Bozell. Oh, shoot. You know, we did not save the Steve Bozell. I'm sorry. We just thought of saving it now. We had a Steve Bozell featured last week. So every week, we're going to be featured. We're going to be featuring you, General.
Man, I can't wait to see that. That'll be the greatest thing.
Yeah, well, what do you mean, wait? You think I'm going to look like some kind of a clod? Let me tell you something, friend. Don't be looking, waiting for me to fall flat on my ass. That's what you do.
Well, I'm going to be on there. I'll do okay.
Well, then what are you talking about the General for?
I don't know. Just that you seem like you wouldn't want to do it.
Do you want to do that, General?
Do what?
Do a Snapchat.
I don't give a sweetheart. Sure, I'll do a... What is it called here, Snapchat? Sure, I'll do one. Why?
All right. I mean, some people don't, you know...
I could give a sweet JC, man. You want me to do a Snapchat? I'll do a Snapchat. I don't know what it is.
Well, you just... You talk about things. You talk about yourself.
I don't know. Yeah, sure, we'll do it.
All right. So that's General Shaw, and he'll be doing a Snapchat. All right, so we got you today with the guys. The other thing I want to mention is that tonight at the Hollywood Improv, we're going to be holding forth with, we've just added another comic to our Phil Hendry and Friends lineup. We've got Tom Rhodes with us. So it's going to be Phil Hendry, myself. We'll have Gabe Liebman. We'll have Wayne Fetterman, Tom Rhodes, Melissa Villaseñor, and Chris Fairbanks. And that's all tonight. Did I say tomorrow night?
You might have.
Tonight, Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv. And it's going to be a nutty night tonight up there because of...
Joe Rogan's there, right?
I think Joe Rogan's doing a couple of shows, too. So it's the whole place is going to be crawling with comedy peoples. And that's going to be cool, man. All right, I'm going to check out and see what we can. I don't know what the traffic's like out there.
Show traffic.
Let's see it, man. Here is Bob Bakian. Bob?
I pull on the highway of bumping right now. I got a hat wet. And took that shed and pulled it in, pulled the ladder and had a gun. And my gland got swollen. I'm a drive-in. If you're not there, and you're not there, you know, it's got to be someplace. So find out if you are the drive-in. Let's go to Skyboy right now. Skyboy?
Hey, man. You got Danny and Sam? Did you get one? Okay, I think they're taking things falling out of your pants right now. Now, just stick it back in there. Let's see him down the San Diego Freeway. Come on, I'm down. There's a man, of course, and there's two people screwing in the background. Go, Sam, man. Go down the boy. Sky Baby, sweet pan.
We're going in. No gas. I'm only kidding.
Zombie Music presents 25 great country hits. All the great country hits from the great people at Zombie Music. Zombie Music with the great country hits. All 25 of the top hits of all time. Great singers like Ricky Van Shelton, Jimmy Johnson, Toey Lunn, and Bill Botrin. Right here, right now. Zombie Music.
When you left me lonely.
25 great hits with Zombie Music and the great top hits of all time for the country music. Zach Saylor, Bob Jones, Really Hats, and God Damn You. That's right, all the great country artists. Hi, I'm God Damn You. I'll tell you, this is the greatest collection of country hits, mainly because I'm on it. And those are the only songs I listen to. The rest of this shit, I don't know, you know. Not far be it for me to say what you can do with it. 25 great country hits from Zombie Music. Zombie Music. Zombie Music. Hollywood Boulevard.
My father says that the vodka that we make has been in the family for many years. A long tradition. And the vodka made from greatest potatoes out in the great fields and the vineyards of Father Russia. That's what we call family vodka, the best vodka. Have yourself a swill on us, a big bomb, bomb, boom, to take a tanta.
Hey, what only father?
Help him up, okay? He fell in the gutter again. My father, he drink, but much.
Family vodka, now in America. Look for the bright red nose. Family vodka. Fuck
it! Breweries, the greatest place for beer. Fuck it! Breweries is where you're gonna find the beer that you like. Fuck it! Beer, oh, ale, Joe, Pils, Pilsner, Lager. Fuck it! Breweries in Seattle, Washington. Fuck it! Now by the case, the 24-pack or the 8-pack. Fuck it! Go get some. Fuck it! Or fuck it! Brewed in Olympia, Washington.
That's cutting all into my time with you.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com, and we have Margaret Gray, who's sort of going to take over this little section of the program, because I know that she was doing some interviews over in Snapchat. On the line, we have Coach Vernon Dozier. And Coach Dozier, how you doing, Coach? How you doing, Coach?
I didn't hear you there. I'm sorry.
Put the music down, bud, if you don't mind.
Phil?
I'm right here, Coach. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Coach, this is Margaret, and I wanted to follow up with you on the Snapchat interviews that we did with you. They were a little bit incomplete.
Well, there's a reason why they were incomplete, because I was not given an opportunity.
I'd like to give you that opportunity right now, although I don't know. We did the very best we could.
Well, what happened was that I came on the program, and you asked me a question about wearing the same bathrobe as you.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. What was that about?
What do you mean, wearing the same bathrobe?
Well, that was the whole point. I said, if we're wearing the same bathrobe, people are going to think, you know.
First of all, we were not wearing the same bathrobe. You had on a bathrobe. I was wearing a dress.
All right, well, it looked like you were wearing a bathrobe, and...
Thank you very much for that compliment.
Margaret, look, I don't know anything about fashion.
Thank you very much for the compliment.
All right, I'm sorry if...
Well, saying that a lady looks like she's wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah, thank you very much for the compliment.
All right, Margaret, I got it wrong. Excuse me. Will you please accept my apologies?
All right, I'll accept your apologies, but I don't want to hear any complaining about how I didn't give you enough of a chance.
Well, all I know is that I was on there for 1 minute, and then you turned around and said, don't F with me. She was ready to... She wanted to throw down.
Yeah, I heard about it. You want to throw down.
Get a load of her. I mean, I'm talking to a lady, you know.
But just stay with us here, Coach, if you don't mind.
Sorry, but she did. She wanted to throw down because I'd said to her that it looks like she and I might have slept together. Yeah, and that was probably...
Well, that's the wrong thing to say to Margaret.
I know that now, okay?
Right, and so what did you expect me to say?
Well, I didn't expect you to say what you did say, which was, you know, we're going to have ourselves a problem, and let's keep it clean, because I'm known for filth.
You know something? It is unfortunate, but I am known for a lot of filth. Now, it is not because I am a filthy per... What are you laughing at, bud?
But you're the one who said it.
Here's what I said, and I want you to listen to me so you don't get this wrong, bud, and I have to come over there and rearrange your face. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Now...
Margaret, come on.
What I said was, on the Snapchat, I said, let's not have any of this sexual... double entendre, because I'm known in the podcast and radio world as someone with a filthy mouth and a dirty, filthy mind.
Yeah, all right, Margaret, so you're telling tales on yourself right now. Nobody's doing that.
Oh, I'm telling tales on myself? Get a load of him, will you?
Margaret, you are.
Well, when you said that, Margaret, you know, I'm known for the filth. I thought, well, I was in safe, you know, I was in what they call fair use.
What does that mean, fair use?
It means that I'm allowed to say what I'm saying is allowed to be said because...
That's not got nothing to do with fair use, Coach. It was just that you thought it was an appropriate comment to make. You actually said that about yourself, huh?
Did you not watch it?
Yes, I did.
Then don't pretend like it's new, Phil.
Well, when you said I'm known for filth...
Yeah, and you looked at me and you went, yeah, well, I know that. That's why I said that I'd throw down at the drop of a hat.
Well, then why would you say you'd throw down with me if you already know you got a filthy mouth and...
I don't ordinarily, when I'm doing my interviews, when I'm involved, when I'm in interview mode, I don't ordinarily have the dirty, filthy mouth like I usually... You know something? This is not fair, Phil.
No, that's right. You like everybody think you're clean and everything.
Exactly, Margaret. You try to put forth this image...
I'm not trying anything, Phil.
Well, you try to put forth this image that you're clean and that you're a mother and all this stuff, and then you're saying you're known for filth.
I am very liberal in the way I view things. Forget it.
Margaret, look, you can't run away from... Which is it? Are you a, you know, well-spoken, clean and pristine lady, or are you known for filth?
I am very clean and pristine, and I'm very much a mother and a wife. But I'm known to have the dirty, filthy...
You're known to have dirty, filthy thoughts.
Well?
Yes, it's true. I do.
All right. So, Because, Margaret, all we had to do is listen to you talking about that Greek guy that,
That was a very... How dare you? That was a very special relationship.
Margaret, all we heard about that guy was the cucumber sauce that was dripping on your face.
Excuse me.
No, you can't leave, Margaret.
This is very unfair.
Look, Margaret, did you not bring up the cucumber sauce?
And how do you know about that?
It was all over town. All over town. People knew about it from here to there, you know?
Yeah, pretty much, Ms. Gray, to talk about a cucumber sauce.
Oh, boy.
Were you the one that said that? Nobody made that up.
That's what I mean about the fact that I've got a dirty, filthy... And yet I am... So that's why I said what I said.
All right, I'm more confused now than ever before. So
she's saying, basically, don't bring up some reference to you having slept with her because she doesn't want to go down that filthy road because she's already known for filth.
When I say that I'm known for filth, I mean I'm known. It's unfair, and it is not very... I don't think it's right, but people do know me as someone that has a garbage can for a mouth.
Even though it isn't fair.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm more confused now than ever before.
You know, stop doing that, Coach. You know full well you know what we're talking about.
If he says he's confused, he's confused. Let me ask you a question here.
No, I want to talk one thing. Now, when I said what I said, and you said I can't watch it, so I did. Now, you came back, and I'm talking about, you asked me one question, and the question was, where did I start coaching? And I said that I started at high school football level after I got done playing pro football in Canada. And that's the last question I heard.
Yeah, and then you started singing.
Then she started singing.
Because we'd run out of time.
You know, Margaret, you know, the time that you run out of, you have plenty of time to interview him. If you weren't sitting there with a do-do-do and a D,
what are you talking about?
That's what she does.
Oh, but Margaret, when you're singing, at least learn the lyrics.
How many times do I have to tell you slobs that I don't...
I resent being called a slob.
I don't like that.
I like Margaret.
Wait, what do we got here? We got a little bit of a revolt on our hands? Because I tell you what, you don't want to come at Mama. Not when Mama's in this mood.
No, we're just saying that, you know... go ahead.
Yeah, as I was saying... What is that sound?
I'm standing in a high wind, for God's sake. I'm outside my car. I'm waiting for AAA to come and help me unlock it. The wind's blowing like a bat out of hell out here, and I'm talking to you.
All right, well, I'm sorry about that. What I was saying was...
Here they are right now. Yeah, I gotta get my keys. God damn, it's cold as hell. Colder than a witch's boob, ain't it?
Yeah, I got it. All right.
Okay, Coach, can you stay with us here?
Sorry.
What, I'm colder than a witch's boob? You know, I don't like that kind of look.
Yeah, that's right, Margaret. You're known for filth, but you don't,
I'm known to have a garbage can mind, and... Anyway...
Margaret, will you just tell us what it is you're trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is the following thing. When I start into singing, it is a signature part of the interview. When I say that we have no more time, I am allotting for the fact that I still have some songs to do. So when the coach was doing a lot of fiddling around and pulling it, and as you guys like to say...
I wasn't pulling anything.
Well, whatever you were doing, and I said, well, why are you wearing my bathrobe? Or you said, why am I wearing your bathrobe? I didn't know what you were talking about until finally we'd run out of time, and that's when I started singing my favorite songs, which, Phil, they were, Don't Sleep in the Subway, Charlie, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's the part. She goes do-do-do-do-do, and
you know this about me.
I know it about you. It doesn't mean I gotta like it. So my point is this. The time I was on the Snapchat was about the most wasted time because I was only on there for about 3-4 minutes.
All right, I saw it, Coach. I don't think you came off looking that bad.
Well, you know, Phil, thank you, but yes, I did.
Well, he answered one football question, and then all I heard Margaret doing was Don't Sleep in the Sub... That wasn't a song you did.
Yeah, you did a song. You did Whether I'm Right or Whether I'm Wrong.
Oh, yes, Whether I'm Right or...
Okay, Margaret, we already... Go ahead, just do this. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Are you done?
Well, that's what you did. Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong, do do do.
No, I did not. I went, whether I'm right.
Do 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 do.
Hey, come on, Coach.
I swear to God, I know I can't walk out of here, but I can take this phone and stick it up someone's ass. Maybe not yours.
Oh, my God. So now she's threatening people.
Come on, Miss Gray, you don't want to do that.
Will you watch? Just watch it, okay?
I told you I've got a garbage can for a mouth.
And you said also a mind.
I said also a mind.
You said your mind is a garbage can, too.
I am a mother and a wife, all right? I said I didn't want you intimating that you and I had slept together. because people already know me for the filth that pours out. Well, you know, it's very unfair.
Margaret, either they know you as having filth pouring out of your mouth, or they know you as a nice, sweet, lovable lady.
They know me as a nice, sweet, lovable lady.
Yeah, it's got the filth pouring out.
But yeah, unfortunately, he's right on that one. I have the filth pouring out.
All right, well, be that as it may, do you need any more from me? Because I got to get out. Do you guys get it?
No, I got it.
They don't have the car unlocked yet. Cooler than hell out here, Phil.
I know, it's a little chilly out here. It's unseasonably chilly. All right, you know, we got to let the coach go. We also have Dr. Jim Sadler coming up because he's going to join us. He was also on Snapchat. Got a couple of stories we want to get to as well. I thank you very much, coach.
See, this is what I mean. I come on here.
Well, look, we left you on longer than Margaret did.
Do you talk much? Because I just heard you go beep, 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 beep,
beep. You know what? I think I left you on long enough. And then I had to get to the do-do-do, as you call that. I had to get whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong. And the other one, now I remember, MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. Okay?
Yeah, fine. Jesus. What's that?
You want to try it?
Try what?
Start the car.
I can't get into the car. I can't get the keys locked in.
Oh, I thought you needed a jump.
This is AAA, Phil.
Are you sure it's AAA?
Are you guys with AAA?
No.
Well, who did I call?
You called Acme Towing.
Acme Towing.
You know what? You ought to have your AAA card, and the number ought to be right on it.
Well, what are you doing now? You're giving people roadside advice?
I got it, Phil. Don't worry about it. All right, you guys can give me a jump once I get... I don't need a jump. I need to get into my car.
Is your car?
I've been standing next to it for five... But what do you guys think I'm doing here? I'm telling you, Phil.
All right, Coach Fernandoja, thank you.
Yeah, leave me to...
You know, and again, I did not cut him off. I came on, and I said, Coach, where did you start... I said, Coach, where did you start coaching? And he said some garbage, I forget.
Yeah, you look like you're paying attention, huh?
What difference does it make? I ask him the question, he fills in the blanks. But then I got the rap sign from Trudy, and I went, all right, thank you very much. And I began singing, do-do-do. You know, I sang the whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong. And the one I didn't get to, Phil, is such a lovely song. Where's the Playground Susie? Okay.
Well, what's it called? What is it?
I'm sorry?
What's it called?
Where's the Playground Susie?
You want to get... That's a song?
Yes, it's a song. It was written by Jimmy Webb. It's a beautiful song.
All right, well, you didn't get to it.
And so I'd like to get to it here on the program today, before we get into Dr. Jim Sadler. It's an awful lot that was undone. Yeah.
All right, Margaret, we can do that. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back. Got Dr. Jim Sadler to reprise his Snapchat interview.
Oh, here is within 10... I love it.
Holy Christ! Fucking stop that!
I'm kidding.
You may be kidding. That hurts. Hey guys, it's Phil Hendry for the world famous Phil Hendry Show and our Backstage Pass, which is a subscription to our website. You know, the show that we do, the podcast that we do, is sort of off the beaten path, and I kind of like doing things that way. It's just, it's been the way I've been my whole life. I've never been a mainstream guy. The things that I think of, the way that I like to create things, we're always looking for some other way to do it, and hence you notice that our podcast is not like anybody else's. I mean, I finish here after 50 minutes to an hour, and I'm drenched in sweat. And I like it. I like doing the show this way. I mean, because the first thing I like to do during the day is to laugh. And I want to laugh a lot. And the first guy that I have to make happy with all of that is myself. That's kind of how it works with no matter who it is you like in the entertainment field. But I really do hope that when I find something that is funny, you find it funny too. And it just so happens, as the result of all of that, we got a podcast and a website that people love subscribing to. We have loyal, loyal members of our Backstage Pass family. We call it members of our family because... They are. You know, to get what we do, I think takes, I don't know, maybe a personality just as bent as mine. So I invite you to become a Backstage Pass member. You can join us on Friday nights for our chats. You can be a part of our Saturday cinema. You can listen to a special, and that's additional programming, as well as Elcott, our 5 days a week of free podcasts go behind the paywall. But those things are all still accessible to you. And also our classic shows that go back many, 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 many years. And this summer, we're going to be loading in our Miami shows as well. We've got tens of thousands of hours of great radio. We're really proud of that. And you know what? It's just kind of what we do here at the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Get a Backstage Pass at philhendryshow.com.
Bending on the corner, whipping off the lot, I got it. Women love me, but the niggas.
Hit the world famous Phil Henry show from El Pacifico in Southern California. Yeah.
Lord knows. All right, what do we have here now? We got Jim Sadler. You have him?
Not yet, no.
All right, well, I do have a guy here. It's Doug Danger. Hey, Doug, this is your old buddy, General Shaw. How you doing?
I'm doing real good, General Shaw, and this is Doug Danger, and going to be talking with you. Is Phil there?
Phil's going to be here in a second, but I wanted to ask you about a movie that I saw the other night that freaked me out. I watched this with my grandson, and it's a movie called May. You know this movie?
I do know the movie, yeah. I'm a gay man, gay journal. And
I know you're gay, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I relate very well to the horror genre, the sci-fi genre. I know May very well.
So this movie, May, here's Phil now.
What did you see?
I saw this movie, May. Now, it's a horror movie. It was a horror movie. Now, I got to ask Doug, because some of these things are very disturbing. In my day, when you saw a horror movie, it was a creature, and the monster came out and went, hey, you know, and ripped a guy's head off or whatever the hell it did.
I'm sure.
Well, it did.
Well, you know, that was, they still do that, General.
Now, I know that, but this was a girl. She's a weird kid, and she's got a lazy eye. You know what I mean by that kind of a wonky eye?
Oh, yeah. That's a lazy eye. It's a muscular imbalance a lot of people have.
And so, now, you being a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm not trying to be a smartass, you would say, you know, you're kind of an outsider looking in. Do you know a lot of gay guys with lazy eyes?
Hey, hold on, General. Hey, bud, you want me to come over there, man, and I'll leave you where I find you?
No, sir.
No, I don't know a lot of gay people that got a lazy eye. Okay, I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and I'm a film reviewer, but I don't necessarily check out and see whether somebody's got the wonky eye or one-eye drift. What I call a one-eye drift, but that movie you're talking about, May, the girl's got one-eye drift. And
what is one-eye drift?
It's the lazy eye.
Yeah, lazy eye. Now, this girl, the movie that the general is talking about is quite a classic, and it is a film...
Who is in that movie?
I haven't any idea. It doesn't really matter to me. When I'm reviewing movies, I want to know the effect. I want to know the psychological effect, the impact, how long it stays with me, the atmosphere, the actors, and who made it is not important. I could care less.
So you don't want them to get credit?
Oh, they'll get credit. Don't worry about it. They'll make sure they get credit. The first people in the world who want to tell you who made the movie and who stars in the movie, if it's a good movie, are the people that made it and that are in it. So they don't need me to do that. But I think May was very, very good.
All right, so it's May and it's about a girl with a lazy eye.
And that's it. That's what makes it scary.
No.
No, I should say not. What made it scary was this girl is kind of an oddball, you know, and there's two boys that like her, and she blows it with both of them. They get kind of creeped out by her, so she can't make any friends. She doesn't have a boyfriend. So she decides to, what we used to call ghoul it up. You know, we used to say Frankenstein movies and the guy ghouled up, you know?
What do you mean ghouled up?
When the guy made a creature. Well, there you go, he ghouled up. It's an old army term. So she ghouls up.
What do you mean she ghouls up?
I'm telling you, she made a ghoul.
She made a Frankenstein-like monster. She made a composite creature out of the body parts of the people that she slaughtered.
Right, exactly. Now, and then she gives this thing an eye. And it's her own eye. It's the one-eye drift.
Right, and that's what makes this film and its treatment of one-eye drift so compelling.
What is its one-eye drift?
It's the term they use.
It's a movie shorthand, Phil, one-eye drift. The May had one-eye drift.
Are you talking about lazy eye, right?
Yeah, we're talking about lazy eye, but it's a far, far more descriptive when you talk about eyeball drift.
She's got the drift, and she's ghouling up, to use the shorthand.
Yeah, anybody would like you. Are you there, Phil? Because it sounds like he's pissed off.
Phil's sitting over here. He's fuming a little bit.
I'm not fuming. I'm just, the audience doesn't know what you're talking about.
The audience knows what we're talking about, Phil. The only guy that doesn't know what we're talking about is you, Phil.
All right, so anyway, they ghoul up. She's got the drift. Then what?
All right, because she's got drift, she decides to cure herself of the drift. So she plugs it, all right? Pulls out the eyeball, plugs one in, gets one installed, and...
Right. Now, after she gets it installed...
Will you come on with gets it installed? What are you talking about?
Got the one-eye drift. She pulled her own eye out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you didn't see this movie.
I'm telling you, Phil, this Phil... Oh, God. So she gives this creature the eyeball that's drifting, the one she can't use that eye, because the thing's it's all walked out, right?
Yeah.
So then the... I don't want to go any further. You know, I don't want to be a spoiler. Say you're giving people the spoil job, you know. But after she ghouls up and gets one installed.
Yeah, well, she got it installed.
What does that mean, got one installed?
It means she pulled the eye out and put it into the ghoul.
You know, guys, I'm going to insist that everybody around here starts speaking English, okay?
By the way, Phil, speaking of ghouling up, who's that man there?
Kerry Collins. He's a quarterback.
Look at the kisser on that guy.
That guy looked like he kissed a Mack truck.
He looks like he's out. He looks like he took a baseball bat.
Oh, Kerry Collins, the quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all jacked up, that guy.
All right, but don't start making fun of people.
Does he look like he took a frying pan?
Yeah, he does.
Forget it. We're not talking about him right now.
Well, Phil, you were talking about that San Francisco 49er game.
Phil, you were talking about that.
All right, well, we're not talking about it now. We're talking about... One Eye Drift, or whatever it is.
All right, so did I answer your question, General?
Yeah, you did, but I'm very fascinated with this film because it was quite disturbing.
Very disturbing movie, and I know that Phil has got a hold of a list that I would recommend this list to everybody out there. It's called the 50 Greatest Horror Movies That You've Never Seen. Now, Phil, did you see Black Sunday, or what was it called, Black Friday?
Yeah, we did, as a matter of fact. No. It was called Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Yeah, we saw Black Christmas. Black Christmas was great.
Now, what is Black Christmas?
Black Christmas, well, Doug, you probably are better at...
I'll tell you about Black Christmas. Black Christmas was made in 1974 by Bob Clark. Have you ever heard of him? Of course you haven't, because that's the last movie I think he ever made that was of any note. But Black Christmas is called the film I think it's called Black Christmas. It's the movie that influenced all the slasher movies. It influenced John Carpenter, Halloween, all that. Black Christmas. It is a creep. It's just a creep. It's a creep ride. And I'll tell you, you take a full ride on Creep Highway on that one, man, because it's great. And I'll tell you, on the Doug Danger gay scale, four thumbs up, and I give it like I'd probably give it six thumbs up and only four down.
What does that mean, six thumbs up and four down?
I use both hands. Oh.
All right, so what does it mean?
I just said, I'll give it four thumbs up. Six thumbs up and four down.
Why do you give it four down?
Because I think that the improbability of the police investigating an entire house and looking for you talk about ghoul, they're looking for the killer.
Maybe the Kriller.
I didn't say Kriller, I said killer.
Yeah, you did say Kriller.
Forget it, will you?
Man, Henry, you ought to talk about taking a frying pan. I'd take one to everybody in that well except for you and Margaret.
Well, thank you very much. Although, if you took a frying pan to me, that'd be the last thing you took to anyone.
Jesus.
All right, Margaret, we get the message.
Anyway,
yeah, read it and weep.
Okay, Margaret, I got it. That's why I gave it four gay thumbs down, because it's very unlikely the police are going to search an entire house and not go to the attic, which is where the killer was hiding and where a couple of his victims were.
Black Christmas. Now, I hope I got the name right.
I think you do. If you don't have it right, I don't have it right, because you do all the voices on this show.
Yeah, I know that, okay? You guys don't have to beat that to death.
Hey, Phil, speaking of beating it to death, you say it before every show.
Yeah, it's the first thing you say.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I don't know. You almost went into Bud. You went, eek.
Well, what do you mean I went into Bud?
More likely, I'd go into her. I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry.
Come on, break it up. You already kicked the crap out of him yesterday.
Yeah, my ribs are still sore.
Yeah, I'll bet those. Yeah, I'll bet your ribs are sore.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right, so, great film, Black Christmas. Anyway, this list, the 50 greatest horror movies you've never seen, I recommend that.
Absolutely, and it has some great movies on it. Audition, one from Japan, you gotta see that.
But what is that about?
I can't even go into it, man.
Oh, I heard about the Frank knows the people, the money people behind that. It was a very good movie.
Yeah, Audition is great. Phil watched The Descent. What'd you think of that, Phil?
The Descent was great. I mean, every movie that... the only movie on that list that we've watched so far, and I think that we've only seen about... there's 50 movies on the list. Most of the ones at the low end I've already seen. And you know, Basket Case and the usual ones are on there. But then they start getting into movies I'd never heard of, man. I'd never heard of this movie, Descent. And I'm telling you, that thing was just ass-kicking. It was incredible.
What was that about?
It's about...
Are we going to have time for this? Because I've got, Dr. Sadler.
Yeah, I got to get going.
All right, well, then never mind.
No, I want to hear. What's it about?
It's about these girls that go cavern. They go exploring a cavern on, I think, one of their birthdays. And they go deep down into this cavern, and they encounter these creatures that are humanoid. They're all white. You know, they're like albinos. And they get attacked by them. And the way it's photographed... And just, I'm telling you, it's amazing, man. It's an amazing movie, especially at the very end. There's a fight scene between one of these girls and these creatures. And the strobe light effect of it.
Yeah, and by the way, Phil, they had to shoot that on a soundstage. They could not actually shoot a real cavern on account of it, it's very, very claustrophobic. And it was not very safe for the crew.
So they recreated that set?
Well, they created a cavern set.
Oh my God! Whereabouts?
What do you mean whereabouts?
What city? Where was the studio?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Hollywood, but so what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna say the way that the lighting.
Yeah, well, that last fight scene was done specifically on set, and it was very strobe like, so you only see the partial movement of the bodies and everything like that. So I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man, a gay journal.
Wait, I'm not even done talking yet.
Yeah, I know, but I got to get going. Thanks a lot, Phil, everybody. Doug Danger, I've given the gay fight. Wait a minute, I got to start all over again now.
Yeah, go too fast. Slow down.
Slow down, Doug.
All right. This is Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. I want to give you a gay thumb up this beautiful holiday. Well, it was last holiday weekend. You know what? I'm so sorry.
Slow down.
Doug Danger, gay man, gay journal, gay thumb up later.
Okay, he usually slams out with something else.
Yeah, I got to call him back.
You don't have to call him back.
Yeah, dude, Doug, you didn't slam out. Yeah, you didn't lock out with the way that, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Doug Danger, gayer and later.
Gayer and later?
No, Doug. Doug, that's not right.
But,
no.
I'm sorry, yeah. Doug Danger, later and gayer.
You know what? That wasn't worth it at all, man. He should have stayed off the air. In fact, he should have got off the air about halfway through that report.
I agree. It was very long-winded.
Yeah.
What does that mean, Phil?
Speaking of long-winded,
is that right?
Margaret, we're, like, spending a lot... This show might as well just be called The Margaret Gray Show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, come on. I don't want any more of this, okay? I'm going to get arrested, and you too.
For what?
You're beating the crap out of this guy. I'm going to have a cop walk in here and go, okay, Mr. Henry, you've got some kind of a show here where you beat up on a guy with a plate in his head.
Boy, that's a good point.
Oh, give me a break. Are you any worse for the wear, bud?
Come on. I'm going to be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Yeah!
Gayer and later, huh?
That's what we said.
Famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. Coming up tonight at the Hollywood Improv Lab, it's Phil Henry and Friends. I'll be hosting the show. We'll be bringing out Gabe Liebman, Wayne Fetterman, Tom Rhodes, Melissa Villaseñor, and Chris Fairbanks. Join us tonight, Hollywood Improv Lab, 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose, right next door to Fred Siegel's. And like that, we'll see you there.
For 25 years, Boynman's Mustards have been delicious on sandwiches, on pot roasts, on salads, and even as a salve for any kind of a sore you may have from a STD, herpes, and the like. Boynman Mustards, discovered by Dr. Earl Boynman in Milwaukee back in 1863. He looked at that and said, I know where this is going. Pulled his pants down, pulled down his pants, went ahead and salved it on. And then his wife said,
I tell you what, Doc, the good thing of that, put that on a sandwich, too.
Shit, I think you're right. Boynman's Mustards, ever since then, have been the Midwest's choice. And now they're available nationally. Boynman's Mustards, available from east to west, north to south, west to east, south to north, northeast to southeast, northwest to southwest, across...
I got it.
Across the fruited plate. I want to get that in. Boynman's Mustards. Boynman's Mustards. You can get them at Charlie's. And at Peterman's Ham Ranch. Boydman's Bustards.
Margaret Gray back here with you. And that was very interesting. The world famous Phil Henry Show here. I'm joined now by Dr. Jim Sadler, who is, I think we still have the newsroom there. Dr. Sadler, en route to his offices in San Diego. Thank you for joining me today, or yesterday, I should say, Dr. Sadler, on Snapchat.
Well, it was fun, except I was basically, you know, slugged.
I hit you for a reason, and the reason was you again made an intimation as to how butch I was.
Well, all right, but you said to me, why are you wearing the same shirt that I'm wearing?
It looked like you were wearing a similar blue shirt.
I was wearing a work shirt. And so all I said was,
I'm not enjoying this, Phil.
Why?
Because both guests are talking to me like I'm garbage. The first one there, Doge, you're talking about the filthy mind that I have.
Yeah, but you were agreeing with him.
Hold on, Dr. Sander, I'll get this. You were agreeing with him.
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, Phil's got it.
All right, if Phil's got it, then he better get a tighter squeeze on it. Otherwise, it's going to slip out.
I got it, Doc. You did talk about how filthy your mind is. Now I'm being told you slapped him.
I didn't slap him. I gave him a right jab.
Well, I said to her that she was a little butch.
Okay, I don't know how, Margaret, you're going to stay out of jail.
You know what, Phil? I've got a little bit of a problem with that, but it's getting better. The only one that I'm worried about killing is Dickman.
Well, Ms. Gray, I don't want to get into a big countertops with you, but, you know, you said I was wearing a work shirt, and I said, yeah, and then you said you were wearing a work shirt, and I said, well, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Well, look, Dr. Sadler, you've known her long enough to know you don't make some butch chick comment to her.
I saw an opening and I took it.
Hey, well, let me ask you a question. What is it with everybody, right? You're a doctor. We got people on here that are newspaper columnists. We got every profession under the sun. Everybody thinks they're a joke man. Everyone thinks they're a comic.
Well, I had the opportunity. They teed it up for me. Bubby, your butt.
Yeah, but General Shaw's saying a real thing. You know?
You talk much.
I'm saying he says the real thing.
What is he talking about?
He's saying, what do you got to make a joke out of everything for? All right, look, General, thank you. So, let's forget about what happened, Margaret, and continue the interview.
Well, I wanted to, first of all, where did you go to school?
As I said this afternoon, and maybe you didn't hear me.
I asked you the question, and you said you had a lot of different skills.
Right.
But where did you go to school?
Where did you go to school?
Where did I go to school? The skills that you would agree that I'm a doctor, right?
You're a doctor. It says so on your name. I'm just wondering where you went to school.
Well, if I'm a doctor, then you don't need to know where I went to school, do you?
Where'd you go to school, Doc? Did you go to school?
Yes, I did go to school. Yes, I did go to school.
Well, where did you go to school?
I went to a private academy. All right? I went to a private academy, Dr. Barnyard, and I was I was tutored by him in the medical arts.
You didn't go to school at all. Some guy just took a mail order.
I'm gonna hurt. I didn't take anything mail order. It was a real school, and I got the diploma.
What was your diploma in?
In being a doctor of medicine.
Well, so you got your doctorate.
Yeah, doctor of medicine. But it was a one-on-one deal. Okay, it was kind of one of these tutor thing. I don't want to get into it, all right? Because quite frankly, it was a very frightening experience. This was a guy who had an underground bunker and did a lot of different experiments. It was in Canada. And
was that Dr. Jameson?
He was a general, General Johnson Jameson, yeah.
That guy used to be on Art Bell.
Well, I don't know where he used to be or what he used to do, but this guy is the guy that I took my classes from, and he had an assistant by the name of Igor, who was a saxophone player in a jazz band.
Yeah, that's the same. That's that guy, General Johnson Jameson. And he's a doctor, huh?
I got my degree, and I got my doctorate and everything.
How many guys get their doctorates who go to a school where there's only one student?
I don't know, Mr. Henry, but this is starting to offend me. You don't believe I'm a doctor?
All right, look, you're a doctor. Now, your specialty is psychology, correct?
That is correct. I'm a psychologist as well as a marriage counselor. But my medical degree is in general practice, internship, you know, that kind of thing.
One of these days,
What, you want to see it? See, you think I'm a liar, huh?
Look, we've never heard of a general running a medical school.
Well, maybe it was done for the purposes of assisting U.S. government in weapons research. Oh, now see, I just let the cat out of the bag, and I shouldn't have, because that's probably going to get me killed. And why did I do it? Because you people don't believe me.
Dr. Sadler.
No, it's okay. I had to go and I had to break all that top secret stuff that I said that I wouldn't say, and now I'll probably get killed because you people won't believe me, all right?
What do you mean, top secret?
That's what Oh, man, are you serious? General Jameson said this is top secret, don't tell nobody.
Then why are you telling people?
Because you guys wanted to know where I went to school. And now I'm probably going to get a bullet.
Well, you know what? Maybe you better get off the phone then and go get your bulletproof vest.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks for making me feel better.
All right, now hold on for a minute, Dr. Sadler. Come on, Phil. That's Dr. Sadler, we're sure you're going to be all right.
I don't know. I let the cat out of the bag.
Somebody's screwing with me. I don't know who it is. What are you looking at, bud?
Nothing.
Did you see that?
Yeah, what are you looking at, bud? I saw the same look.
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Nah, you might as well tell him.
Oh, what a baby, man. You let it out.
What?
He wants me to tell him.
I don't care.
What are you guys talking about?
Dr. Luna got together with Dr. Sadler saying, come up with some kind of bullcrap.
Are you saying that you tried to sabotage my interview?
No, just...
Ms. Gray, it's my fault. It's my fault, okay? I
should have known, and no wonder I belted you. The next time I see you, I'll do it again.
Ms. Gray, come on.
No, I don't want to talk to this man anymore.
Margaret, it was just a gag.
I don't care.
Just a gag and everything.
You're trying to have a couple of laughs. Okay, Ms. Gray, you're just trying to have a couple of laughs. Can't blame a guy for wanting to have a laugh.
You know, the laugh that I get is every time you open your mouth to talk.
All right, okay. You feel better? I hope that makes you feel better.
Let me ask you a question. You guys got together today, and you came up with a whole thing about how you were just going to shuck and jive this thing.
The guys called me, and they said, Ms. Gray's going to have you back on the show. Will you make up a bunch of stuff about where you went to school, say it's top secret and all that kind of stuff? I didn't know that I was going to have answer for it here.
Well, he wouldn't have to answer for it if Robert didn't say anything. Man, you were blowing it.
Let me tell you something, bud. Everybody could tell you had this blinky look on your face.
Bud, your face begins to twitch when you're trying to put one over on people.
What are you talking about?
It does, bud. Sometimes you get... it's what I call the blinks. You start going, your face blinks. You look like a real jackball.
Jeez. You know what, bud? You know, just take your lumps, man. You blew it, man. I gave you a chance to be a man, and you blew it. You blew it.
Yeah.
Also, you know...
Well, I'm surprised. I thought I gave you all the respect in the world.
Not after you belted me, no. After you said... That, you know, I asked you about the work shirt, and I said, okay, you look a little butch. And
well, you said, so what? You're a smartass.
Right. And then I get belted with a kisser. All bets are off.
All right. Is everybody equal now? Has everybody paid everybody back? Has all the revenge been worked? Is everybody, you know, are you all done?
Well, we're all done. This interview is over.
Fine with me. I got work to do. Okay?
What work do you have to do? Let me guess. Speech therapy?
What a...
I heard the C word, Phil.
I didn't hear it.
I heard the C word, and I'm telling you to hang up on him.
I didn't say C word.
Did you say that?
No.
I heard it.
Well, Ms. Gray, you might be hearing a lot of things. And before long, if you don't get treatment, you'll probably be hearing the Easter Bunny whispering in your ear and everything. You'll probably hear
All right, we're out, man.
Thank God.
You know something, that's the last time I bring my Snapchat interviews back on here to try to promote that crap.
Anyway, if you guys want to see Margaret Gray's Snapchat interviews of Dr. Jim Sadler as well as Vernon Dozier, you can go over to our website, philhenryshow.com. We have archived them there. We've only got two archived of the Margaret interviews, and we probably should have archived a few more of those.
Well, I mean, the only other one you have is Steve Bozell, but that wasn't really an interview.
No, you're right. It was not really an interview. Anyway, they will be over there for the time being. You can check those out. Don't forget to come on by and see us tonight at the Hollywood Improv with Gabe Liebman, Wayne Fetterman, Tom Rhodes, Melissa Villasenor, and Chris Fairbanks. I'm Phil Hendry. I'll be there for Phil Hendry and Friends. And when you get a chance, get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, man. You know, we got a website here. We got a show here. We just got this thing that we do, you know? And we like to have fun, and we like to laugh. And, yeah, it's weird. It's real weird.
You don't even know the half of it, ladies and gentlemen.
And it gets weirder every day. But that's who we are. We're weird.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Bud Dickman. Yay!